Hi there, darling. Finally awake now? You look surprised to see me. What? Were you hoping I went to work again? It pains me to think that you might want me gone. That isn't true, right? Oh. You're just surprised because you're happy to see me so unexpectedly? Aww. That's what I thought. Anyway, did you sleep comfy in your chains last night? Not exactly. Well, we wouldn't have to do this if you weren't so stubborn about escaping my grasp. That won't ever happen. You can have such silly thoughts sometimes. Here, forget about all that and let me warm you up with some more kisses. Would my little slave like that? Maybe that'll make you weak enough to make you stop putting up a fight. Let my kisses and sweet words melt your mind. Things would be so much more fun if you'd just bend to my will. Come here. Listen to me, darling. No one out there will take care of you better than me. I'll love you unconditionally. No matter what happens. You can't say the same for those other girls out there. They wouldn't appreciate every little thing about you the way I do. I'm keeping you locked in my room for your own good. Just do what I say, and you'll be happy. I'll make us a perfect little life in here, right in my room. A perfect life for the most perfect guy ever. No one else will ever have you. I'll let you start sleeping without the restraints. Once you learn that, darling. Remember, I only want the best for you. I want you to stay at my place forever and ever and ever. I'll feed you nutritious food. meet all your sexual needs and give you everything you desire, no matter how crazy it is. As long as you stay here and never try to escape me. I want to be gentle and loving. I really do. But I have to be harsh at first, so I can learn how things are truly supposed to be. Do you understand, darling? You do understand, right? Good. Speaking of me being harsh. Oh, look at your skin. You've got red marks everywhere from our other playtimes. Oh, and some really fresh ones from sleeping in the metal chains last night. Oh, there, all better. You look a little resentful. What's the matter? Do I emasculate you? Aww. You can be mad at me all you want, but you're not going to escape those chains. You were so sweet and obedient yesterday, sweetie. What happened? You're acting so differently this morning. Aren't my kisses making you weaker and weaker? You usually surrender to me by now. What gives? You want breakfast? Oh? You're mad at me because you're hungry, aren't you? I love providing you your every meal, but food can wait for now. I haven't quite had my fill on something. I thought last night was enough, but... well... it just made me want more. Do you know what I'm talking about, darling? Do you know what I need you to satisfy for me this morning? I'll just tell you. Well, I woke up about an hour ago and... watching you in your sleep just made me want to toy with you even more. I love your cute, helpless faces when I frighten you. I love playing mind games with you. Keeping you on your toes. Chaining you up. Scaring the soul out of your body with my antics. I'm only rough with you because I love you, darling. Only you make me this crazy. You'd be even more perfect if you'd just submit to me entirely. Always wondering what you can do to please me. Don't worry. Being 100% obedient to me won't be that bad. I'll make sure I treat you a lot, too. Anyways, breakfast isn't that important right now. You're adorable when you're angry like this, and I want to take advantage of that. It makes me want to tease you more. Be my obedient dog, and we'll have breakfast in no time. Okay, puppy. I'll even let you out of your doggy chains if you really try to impress me. Oh, we're misbehaving already. Fix your face so we can hurry up and get to business, dear. You're pouting and whimpering already. All I told you to do is fix your face. Whatever. I just have to condition you like this for a few more weeks until you're my perfect, obedient little pet. I thought you'd be an easier case with how mellow you were yesterday. I guess not. You said you're hungry, right? So, open your mouth. Come on. Open up. There. Now let me get these panties off. There. A soft pair of my striped pink and white panties, fortified with real love juices. Part of a balanced breakfast. Get ready for the most important meal of the day. Open a little wider. Perfect. You look so perfect gagged like that, darling. Being chained up. With my curly panties stuffed in your mouth suits you a lot. Sometimes I think I should buy you a bona fide ball gag, but it just wouldn't be as sentimental as having my own panties stuffed in your mouth. I feel like this makes it a lot more special than any old plastic thing. Oh, darling, stay just like that. I'm going to get my phone so I can take some pictures of you like this. I'll also take some videos of me pinching your cute cheeks. And maybe even pulling your hair. Now, be on your best behavior during our little photo shoot, okay? I might give you a corrective slap if you give me any more pouty faces. Aw, is the emasculation frustrating you? Forget bad behavior. I might even slap you just because I feel like it. Just thinking about it is making me so wet. How would that make you feel, darling? Just kidding, of course. I'm only rough when you deserve it. Oh, your face. Your cheeks are so red from all that huffing and puffing. Are you a little mad at me, baby? We're only getting started.